The Kate Daly Show's daily reminder, you're entitled to nothing. The show starts now.
Yes, I'm 14 years old, and all of you look really old to me. My parents are pretty old. They're in their 40s now. Yeah, they're always telling me how easy I have it. They're like, oh, your generation's great. You don't know how hard it was to be a kid when we were kids. Why can't you be more like we were? Maybe because most of the crap you did when you were kids is illegal now. I cannot walk to 7-Eleven and buy my grandparents cigarettes. I am not allowed to hitchhike. I can't drink from a garden hose. I can't play with lawn darts, which were banned in 1988. When I ride my bike, I have to wear half a bowling ball on my head, because safety's a thing now. When my parents were kids, when they left the house, it was just, all right, see ya, be back by dark, don't get abducted, molested, or eaten, and have fun. But if I want to go anywhere, I have to carry a whistle and a binder of all nearby registered sex offenders.
Is that the truth? Who knows? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty?
Yes.
You know, I think he's right. Oh, that was a kid comedian, actually. Welcome to the show, and we'll have Chrisanne Hall today, all kinds of stuff today. I want to talk about a couple of local issues, of course, in this local Utah hour. You're welcome to chime in, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Tomorrow, Colonel Doug McGregor. He was on Tucker and, oh, geez. He's been on, I think, on every single show known to man, talking about Syria, talking about Iran, his take on Syria. It'll be really interesting to have him on the show because I think he has kind of an unexpected take on those. So Colonel Doug McGregor, hat tip to Mike on that. Thank you. And we'll have him on. So I'm excited about that. What's the matter?
I was up all night.
I was too.
I was.
No way.
I couldn't sleep. I just.
Why is that?
I couldn't. Yeah. I had this thought, and I just couldn't get it out of my mind.
What's up?
How did the human race survive this long?
little too much stupidity, or was that where the thoughts went, or was it?
There was no answer. That way, I was up all night.
Led you into the abyss, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People surprise you. You know, Pelosi's still clamoring for her impeachment. It's so funny to
jail
me.
Time.
Though. You know, I know. What did he do? It doesn't matter. We want what we want. Oh, gosh. They just can't. Anyway. Do you just roll your eyes? I'm talking to all of you out there. Do you just roll your eyes? It's so funny because do you find yourself talking to yourself? I do. And not in a weird way. What I mean is like you let's say you went to Drudge right now and you went through the headlines. You know, I mean, do you actually find yourself repeating what the truth is after every single headline? You take the headline in and then you repeat, well, da 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 da, you know. But, you know, it's funny to me because it's almost like an illness. Every time I read a headline, I'm in shock, mm-hmm. and I'm screaming out the narrative, kind of like people do when they throw things at their TV, you know?
Oh, same I understand.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
I want to ask everybody here in Washington County to do something.
What's that?
I want them to really study our local judges so that come election time, mm-hmm. you can actually make an intelligent vote on whether or not to retain them.
Okay, and we'll do a lot more prep, too.
Yes, but I mean, I want them to start now.
Okay.
So they really know, because the judicial branch of our government has really gone haywire.
Okay, all right.
I mean, three judges in the 7th Court of Appeals ruled that a search without a warrant, mm-hmm. that the evidence they got was admissible.
Really?
Yep.
So jumping the shark and going ahead.
The United States of America, the police went in and searched without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And three judges on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals
all
ruled
thought that was
admissible
okay.
evidence.
Do you know on what grounds? I'd love to hear the excuse.
They were drug dealers.
Ah, okay. You know, I'll never. Okay, I will never forget. I was actually interviewing Sean, our attorney general, Reyes, on the way through our county, and he was on the phone. And I remember him saying they needed to be able to do whatever they needed to do to get the bad guys.
Yeah.
And so, hey, they're getting a bad guy, so that's okay. Well, even the worst of the worst still get, you know,
due process.
Still get due process. I just remember a lot of people after that show were emailing me and just flabbergasted that he said it on the air. Hey, sometimes we just need to do what we need to do. No, actually, you're supposed to stand for exactly the opposite of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's perfectly okay, though, as long as they're not coming after me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I wanted to bring something up, but I didn't want to bring it up to draw attention to it. Lord knows it doesn't need any more attention. So there was an article, and it was about free lunch. Now, we've discussed free lunch on the show, okay? And this article goes on to tell everybody that pretty much every day, except I think for Saturday and Sunday, you can go down to the local parks and you can get your meal, your child's meal. And the summer food service program served 200 million meals annually. Annually.
Wow.
And, yeah. And they're designed, they say designed to, enable, see, do you notice how the wording isn't, you know, and they are helping the starving? No, they're designed to enable low-income children to receive nutritious meals when school isn't in session. Okay.
You wouldn't want the parents to have
right.
to do that.
I did want you to know, though, because they make this very clear, that adults actually can also purchase a meal. It doesn't say parents, just adults. Adults can get a meal, an additional meal, maybe purchased for $4 with payment by cash.
Only.
Only. Now, now, not every location offers adults meals, but most of them do. So they wanted you to know that they do this. I did want you to be very, very aware. Here is the PSA for this. At all locations, meals are not going to be served on the 4th of July, which is Independence Day, or July 21st, Pioneer Day. They take a break on those 2 days for socialism. So... that's good. I mean, just a good reminder. Oh, yeah. Stop the socialism. We got to let off fireworks to remember our liberty from the very program that you have designed and are handing out to our children through taxpayer money. And the next day we'll resume. That's nice. At least they're giving it a 24-hour break.
The best part of this for me was the fact that the program started on June 3rd. And the article wasn't in the paper until the 5th. Like, we don't want any noise up front here.
Oh, man. And, you know, this is okay, for all of those listening that are just so horrified at what we're saying right now, and I'm sure there are those out there that listen. No, I don't want kids to starve. I actually haven't seen a starving children. If you do, please let me know, because I haven't seen one. But if I did, I would definitely come to the rescue. But here's the deal. What did we do before this? You know, when times were a little rougher, did we have the school lunch all through the summer every day?
Well no, but right before this program was school lunch. And right before that program was food stamps.
Right, right. What did we do before that?
You mean back 50, 60 years ago?
Yeah, like what did we do in the summer? Did kids not eat for 2 months, or how did that work exactly?
Why don't we ask someone, one of you parents out there who can't feed your children, give us a call and tell us about it,
right.
How it works.
Or if you actually survived a summer without being fed by the government— and your family was sort of paycheck to paycheck, which is basically what they're insinuating here. We're not talking about starving kids. That's a totally different thing. We're talking about people that just have a low income. It's how they choose to spend that low income, right? And so I just want to know if you survived your summer and you ate during the summertime, because I'm gonna guess people did.
My grandmother during the summer, when we left the house to play, she said, Do you want lunch or do you want to stay out and play all day?
Exactly. You know what we chose? Playing all
day. Yeah, me too.
Like the guy in the beginning said, the kid in the beginning, this isn't meant to be mean. What this is saying is, why are they doing it? They're doing it and they got somewhere, somehow permission to do it based on probably the very emotional ploy to say, well, we did help them during the year, which we weren't supposed to do either, really. I mean, let's really look at the Constitution. Let's really look at this country. We weren't really supposed to do it then. Can we please carry it all year round? Because they're used to it now. They're used to it. Now we've got to keep going with this. And so I'm going to venture to guess that those kids probably eat dinner at home. Now, for those of you to argue that all those kids that are getting their free lunch, that's the only meal they get, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
That's a lie.
I absolutely don't believe you. If kids were starving, you'd see it and you would know it. And kids that have limited resources, maybe they are eating some top ramen. Maybe that's what the parents can afford. That's what they're eating. That we all had times like that in our lives where you didn't get steak every night, but you got something, and people can afford it. They get food stamps too.
Mm-hmm.
Low income. Usually.
I wonder how many people who use this. I mean, how many people are employed by this program? You know, there's mm-hmm. a government website that mm-hmm. somebody pays to run.
Right. Well, volunteers at the university do it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Well, you can text. Mm-hmm. A phone number to get location and serving mm-hmm. times, mm-hmm. and you can call an 800 number.
Right.
So it's a pretty extensive program.
Yeah, it's pretty big. So if they called it taxpayer-funded lunch, let's say they called it the truth, because there is no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's paying somewhere. So if they called it a taxpayer-funded lunch, would people feel uncomfortable? I'm asking this question. I really don't know. In this day and time, if people would feel uncomfortable about that. Where are you going today? I'm going down to get my taxpayer-funded lunch. Would you feel okay? And it's not to put a guilt trip on somebody. I'm just saying that if we actually name these things what they are and stop disguising it as, hey, we got a bucket of money from somewhere. We're just going to go feed everybody in the community. Show on up. Come get a hot dog. This is great. You don't even have to make lunch today.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's actually not disguised okay. better than that.
What's that?
Because the poster says summer sun, food and fun.
Well, there's food and there's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you not go?
What are you doing today? I'm going down to the park for summer sun and food and fun.
Let me put it this way. If you offer food and fun and you also offer breakfast next year, and then on top of that, the following year, you also give dinner, everybody will be eating at the park every day, three meals a day. You offer it, they will come, just like in the baseball movie. Absolutely they'll come, because you're offering it and you're calling it free. Urgh. I know, we're so mean. Are we mean? We're mean.
You are. I'm not.
You're more mean than me. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Thanks for listening. 673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. Remember, if you're in an accident, get to Auto Body Central. Just remember ABC, St. George Body Shop, stgeorgebodyshop.com. They do repairs on just about anything. And if you saw the cars that they get, and they go in and come out looking absolutely gorgeous, and in a quick amount of time, then you'll know why I went there myself. StGeorgeBodyShop.com. And Rob is just fantastic. You guys can give them a call, 817-0949. They do have the best services, and you get to choose your provider if you're in an accident. They do collision. They do auto painting. So, and even, like, let's say you're going to sell a car. maybe you want to go in and have them touch some things up before you go sell it. Increase the value of that sale. There's many things they can do. Complete restoration, bed liners, paint options, auto painting, you name it. But they're really honest and they're good guys and they know what they're doing. They're very talented. The people that work there are handpicked to be there and they take a lot of pride in their work. So if you get in an accident, which, my gosh, there's been a lot of accidents lately. If you get in an accident, get over to Auto Body Central. Tell them we sent you. ABC, stgeorgebodyshop.com, 817-0949. They're really good guys, and they'll do it, and they'll do it for less, and they'll get it back to you in a quick amount of time. I love that. You won't just be a number. I think that's what I like about them is you're not a number. They really want to serve you and gain your business. We were just talking about lunch. I know we probably just sound so mean. We really aren't trying to. I think this free lunch should really bother people, though. It really should, because we're not a country. We're a country that gives from person to person. That's what we're supposed to be. And if there was a kid that came home with my kids, I fed them. You know what I mean? I didn't even think twice. And many parents out there, if they noticed an issue or a problem, they'd be the first ones to step up and serve, and the very few that even have an issue as far as not having a single morsel of food in their home, right?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shame on the grandparents for letting that happen. Yeah. Well, like they all do, I'm sure.
Right. We have to do things better. We were a nation designed to do this differently, and we're falling into some of the same old traps. And this socialism trap is exactly this, exactly why you don't feed the animals at the zoo. They get dependent on it, and they'll keep coming back for more. It's exactly the same theory. It works in theory. And it's a real thing. So why are we doing so many millions of meals for these kids? Do people not think they're going to get food probably from somewhere else if they don't do it? Or maybe they've talked themselves into somebody must be starving somewhere, so we're going to make sure and feed them all. I don't know. As I know a lot of people that go don't necessarily need to.
With all of the food programs that there are in the United mm-hmm. States of America, mm-hmm. it's no wonder we have an obesity problem.
Well,
no, I'm serious.
We do.
We have an obesity problem.
We don't have a starvation problem in America. And I know that you had been looking at numbers because we had done a show about this, about the very fact that even in the upswing times when we've been doing the best, right, did we not increase it?
This school lunch program in 2018 served 150 million meals. The summer lunch program.
And we have record employment right now.
And in 2019, they're saying it's going to be 200 million. It went up 50 million in the most prosperous year we've had in decades in this country.
And no one's questioning it. It's crickets. I don't know how you guys feel about it. 888-673-1450, but it's theft to the taxpayer. And just because it's lunch for a child or an adult in this case, adults are being fed too, it still doesn't make it okay. And people will step up if there's a problem.
But what if it's this?
What's that?
What if it's that hardly anybody uses the program, but the $482 billion goes somewhere else? That wouldn't happen.
No. They're really good with money. just ask the post office.
Yeah.
They're super
mm-hmm.
good. Yeah. Or the Pentagon, you know. Remember how they just passed a law that said that they could pass false numbers on a budget so no one actually knew how much they were spending? Yeah, that. Just ignore. Keep going. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I thought it was really interesting. When mm-hmm. my kids at school, they were asking for families to fill out the low-income forms to apply for these, for the reduced lunch program, all that stuff, and they were incentivizing it. Oh, if you qualify, you'll get reduced lunch.
Yes.
But they did it under the premise of, oh, there's this other funding we're trying to get, and they base it off of the reduced lunch form.
Oh, good point.
So whether or not you really need it, come fill that out, because we need the government to see how much you all actually make.
Oh, that's a great point.
There's been times in our life where we qualified. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to use it because I knew that I know that money
comes from someone else's paycheck.
Right.
And mine too, you know, I work for it. But,
sure.
But at the same time, I just, it's like this gimmick to, oh yeah, you know, we're feeding the kids. And I agree, we need to feed the kids, but I agree with you, there's better ways to do it.
Yeah, we can do it personally. And I really do think, looking around this community, we have very, very few cases of somebody starving, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I really love your phone call. It was a great point, by the way. It really was. It was fantastic. I'll take the next call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I can explain this very easily.
Okay, let's hear it.
Redistribution of wealth.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sensing
that last
Bernie
caller
Sanders.
Just said it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, we're trying to get this so that we can get more.
Mm-hmm.
We're incentivizing so we can get more funding.
Right.
And the last time I checked, taxpayers are the ones footing the bills.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely
right.
So,
yeah, it is redistribution of wealth. And this meal thing,
mm-hmm.
how you said it, Kate, if people were saying, I'm going for my taxpayer-funded meal,
uh-huh.
What about those taxpayer-funded abortions?
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. And you know what? On Fridays, we could call it the Bernie Sanders special. We can just serve that on up. I mean, it's if we put it in the right context, then what? What do you think our society would do?
They would be outraged.
Yeah, I think a lot more people would not go.
You're right. And I don't remember if it was Milty that said something about this a while ago. If we had to fill out a check and pay our taxes,
mm-hmm.
instead of the convenience of having it withdrawn and
mm-hmm.
deducted,
right.
there'd be a revolt.
Yeah, yep. I agree. Thank you. Great call.
Wow,
great calls today. You know, here's the other thing. When people are on reduced lunch, the kids go home with paperwork, right, to their parents to let them know there's a free lunch. There's flyers that go home, all kinds of stuff. So why are we reporting it, too? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's to increase the flow of people showing up so that they can substantiate a need. That's all this is, in a very creative way. You substantiate a need, you get more on the budget. Substantiate more of a need, get more on the budget, and I know all you know that. So they're creating a need. They're not even substantiating it.
I just want to make one more little point about this.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers push these programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what they're doing. And these are the same teachers that we question whether or not they really are indoctrinating our children into socialism.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is proof that they are.
You know, I have a little bit different take on that. He smiles. I do, actually.
Of course you do.
Well, I do. I know some teachers. And let me tell you, this is what I think. I think that they think that this is just kindness. And I think that they want to then promote something that's kind, okay? A lot of teachers teaching kindness in the classroom. There's nothing wrong with kindness. There's nothing wrong with a teacher wanting to be kind. And I know a lot of really kind teachers. So please don't take offense, but it's just, we should have teachers standing up and teaching the kids. This comes from somebody. This is what this is, too. I mean, I don't see any learning going on whatsoever. What
Zero.
I see is summer and fun. Come join us this summer. Come have a lunch. You don't even need to make lunch. It doesn't even matter if you just ate. You can come. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Exactly what's going on with the low-income housing, too, coupled with that.
Right.
And then... and we bring the lunches in. You know, it's insane.
It is.
Thanks, Milby.
It's out of control. Thank you.
Yep.
It is. It's out of control. And if we're not letting people be very, very aware of how this is couched, in what terms, that's why we become so dependent, is that we just kind of, this is a kind program, you know? And there's a lot of teachers out there that are not very nice people, and I understand why you would promote this, but think about why you're promoting it at the same time, right?
Yeah. I mean, if this program was really helping all those people, it would be different, but it's not.
No. In fact, it would be vetting for the maybe 10 kids, right? or five at the very most that were actually really having a problem with zero food in their cupboard. Because I'm telling you, the government comes in. When you have kids, they will come in. They will issue food stamps. Yep. You will get
some
help.
On the spot.
On the spot, you will get some help. And you'll get it in a credit card form. You don't even have to be embarrassed. So that's why when we did that whole show on hunger, hunger actually really isn't going on in America. We might not be able to fill our shelves. We don't have as much food as somebody else. We worry about meals. That's not the same as starving.
No.
So to have a free lunch available so that a kid gets very dependent on what? Public education for what? Food? For the necessity of life?
Yeah.
That bothers me. Oh,
Mom,
my gosh.
I don't want to go to school today. You have to or you won't eat.
Isn't that the truth, though? Isn't that what we're
teaching
them?
It is.
Government gives you everything. Government will keep you alive. If you have a problem, go right to the government, baby, and they will issue you food stamps. They'll issue you mortgage money. They will help you. You might have to fill out a few forms, but they're there. And I'm pretty sure our founders would be horrified. Well, I'm really glad they're taking off July 4th, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they handed it out on July 4th, would that not be a slap in the face? Okay.
Well, and it would interrupt a lot of the barbecues going on in the park.
Well, food everywhere. We are in a land of the plenty. That's why they can't ever diagnose a starvation problem in America, because we have too much. We have a lot. So to issue, like you said, I'm really horrified at what you said, Uncle Milty. It was a great point. 50 more million meals in this last year?
Yeah.
Think about this last year. People are doing better than ever. People are employed more than they have been in decades.
Unemployment is as low as it's been in decades.
Why 50 million more meals? Why? And they don't come out and say it. Now I want a good reporter out there to go after that.
Maybe all the really, really poor people had more kids.
Yeah. All at the same time and all within the last year. Perfect. Anyway, and now adults you can get your meal too. They didn't used to do that. Anyway, this could be a free community lunch. It's on its way. Don't you know it? Give me 5 years. We'll be seeing it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
All right, Tango team. Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
I just realized I played this on the heels of free lunch and talking about Dr. Diet.
I caught it right away.
Sorry. Well, we need to give at least a couple of lines a whirl.
Sure.
Let's go. Here we go. Oh, yeah. This song rocks. Hey. Who doesn't do the white man overbite to this? Sometimes the way things work out is just funny to me. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Yes, I did lose weight at Dr. Diet, by the way. And I just wanted to mention, they are awesome. They really are. I mean, talk about a good group of people that are helping so many of you. And I love the response. So many of you are going in to get some help just to lose 20, 30, 40 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever the case may be. Why do you need a B12 shot? Because they do those there. Helps you maintain energy levels needed for healthy skin and hair. It boosts your mood. All kinds of stuff. Prevents nerve damage. Prevents memory loss. My memories, I swear, is going, by the way. And so I got to get back in for another shot. So B12 shots are absolutely great. Benefits metabolism to lose weight. And they just have so many things that they do over there. You can also lose weight with the Fat Blaster. You can do a single Fat Blaster injection. You don't even feel it. And I'm really, what is the word, squeamish? I always tell my I get the jibs. I don't know what that means, but I've always said it. I don't know why. But you don't with us. You don't even feel it. And so make sure you're getting over there. That Fat Blaster has choline in it and all the things that actually can help control your weight. They do have a class June 21st coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. And they're going to be discussing how to make really healthy salad dressings because you know we're in the summer salad. I mean, I find myself making salads all the time. So make sure you get over there for that on June 21st. But make sure that you're getting some help to lose weight because it really will make the difference in your weight loss. It truly will. It's like no other. So I'm really glad that I took that step, and I'm encouraging you to too, because it wasn't until I did that I actually lost it and then kept it off. And it was because they have that constant, you go in each week, and I don't know what it is about that, but that accountability works. And I promise you'll get the help you need, appetite suppressants, whatever the case may be, but find out what's right for your body type and get rid of the weight. You've had it too long. That's what I say.
What did you say you always say?
Like, that gives me the jibs. I don't know why I say that.
The jibs?
I don't know why I say
no,
that.
No, it's the heebie-jeebies. Not the jibs.
It must just be like the shortened version.
The short version of the heebie-jeebies.
I just want to say that doing this show, I get a lot of criticism. a boatload of criticism. And people are always on my rear end about stuff I say. I apologize right now. You're right. I have some sort of, I don't know what it is, a speech impediment. I don't know. But I say all kinds of things wrong, and I do it probably on every show. I apologize now for it. I do. I get called out consistently. It's really great for my self-esteem. I just want you to know. But, hey, I like it. It makes me aware.
Tell them the truth, Kate. You do it on purpose to get a laugh.
Well, yeah, right. Sad part is that's not true. Oh boy, so sad. Yeah. Anyway, I misspeak all the time. I don't know if I could control it. So I just wanted to mention this was so funny. And not funny because the student was actually punished. Can you imagine being punished for this?
No.
Truman High School in Missouri. I just have to give Missouri a shout out because and I know a lot some of you listen from Missouri right now.
Independence, this, Missouri.
Yeah, this... not so much. This was a kid high school prank, and I thought it was brilliant. He listed Truman High School for the reasonable price of $12,275 on Craigslist. His post described the building as huge, 20-plus room facility, and then listed the following selling points. Newly built football field, newly added 4 modern-day rooms, next to Walmart for convenience, huge parking lot, great for partygoers looking for somewhere to park, bigger than normal dining room, reason for sale is due to loss of students coming up, and named after hometown resident U.S. President Harry S. Truman and his family. They didn't like that. They actually took action against him. Can you believe this? It was a joke. We have lost our ever-loving minds, our sense of humor. Where did it go?
The school administrators actually said they thought he was referring to some sort of violent threat. That's a lie. They're lying about that.
Not everything is a violent threat. Not everything is out to get everybody. What happened to us? Did we stop laughing?
Yeah.
I think we truly did.
It used to be a tradition for the senior class to do something along these
lines.
Like
in my husband's year, they let chickens go, live chickens during the ceremony. In mine, they actually hung the cadaver that we used for biology back then from the, we had an outdoor high school and they hung it from the entrance. Not a nice thing. Believe me, I know. But anyway.
You know, Marina High School in Huntington Beach, California had a moat around it. It was actually just a flood control ditch that went all the way around the school.
Yeah.
One year, the senior class put an alligator in the moat.
<That's awesome. laughs> I love that. Are they just not allowed to do it anymore?
I guess.
It's kind of like our opening clip, you know? They have to wear a helmet to school and have a binder of all precautionary methods. I mean, this is getting ridiculous that we can't even... I miss that. That was one thing about the 80s, as crazy as hair got and as crazy as people were into drugs at the time. They really did have a sense of humor. In the 70s, I know you had a sense of humor. 60s. I mean, what happened? Anyway, this kid got an implied threat. Can you believe that? And so, he was punished for that. I think we actually, man, we would do ourselves so many favors to get back to that. We need to laugh. We need to kind of to get through all this, don't we? Anyway, it just makes me really, really angry. By the way, we might be talking about this a little bit later in the show, but there's a new law that would let schools diagnose kids that are mentally ill. The school's doing that, not the doctors. Just food for thought on that one. That one was crazy to me.
They're well trained in that, aren't
well,
they?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I think they are. I wanted to talk about this for just a moment and get your feedback on the Narrows. It was the Narrows, right? Yeah, the Narrows.
Yeah, it's for hiking the Narrows.
Right. And Washington County Commission on Tuesday approved $450,000 for Zion National Park projects. But I thought that was a national park.
It is a national park.
Oh, why are
Zion
we funding
national
city
park.
Money?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure why.
Before you correct me and tell me that cities for some reason do fund them, I'm just trying to make a point. It's so convoluted. What I kind of find strange is we can pony up half a mil like that. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Sky West, half a mil for LA, half a mil for for a company out here in St. George, half a mil for the flight to Dallas. Is there like a line or something where people won't say anything if it's half a mil?
I guess. They think that.
That is a lot of money. It really is. By the way, before I forget, Eric Moutsos tomorrow night at the Washington City Library, I think. Washington City Library, 7 o'clock. Anyway, you can come hear him speak, and he
Isn't
has a fantastic
tonight?
Book. Is it tonight?
I thought it was tonight.
I thought it was on the 7th. So I think it's tomorrow night. Hi, caller.
Wrong.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, that's really interesting about the city. You said the city funding Zion? Can you say that again?
Yeah, the city approved 450.
The county.
We did say the county. The county approved $450,000 for Zion's National Park projects, including $100,000 toward the purchase of private land to ensure access to the Narrows.
So what happened to Zion Forever Foundation? I thought that's what they were in process for. Was to raise money for Zion Forever.
Good point. Great point.
Like, can we contact Zion Forever and say, so where does the money go that you collect? Because
that's true. You're right.
It's clearly not going to Zion because now Washington County is having to foot a bill.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. Yep. And this was recommendations from the county's Tourism Advisory Board. The commission approved that resolution, granting that $100,000 to the Trust for Public Land for the pending purchase of Simon Gulch. It's a parcel of land owned by the Bullock family. Provides access to the Narrows. You know, we have a lot of convolutin' going on here with funds and counties and cities and states and federal funds, don't we?
So who's the Bullock family, and why is it that they're going to prosper from this deal?
They own the land, own the land, but why is our, it seems, well, we're it's our tax dollars that are paying them, right, for access to this.
Well, what I think is crazy is why isn't the foundation paying the Bullock family, not the county paying the Bullock family, so that they can have the right of way?
Yeah. It's a great point. I'm really glad you brought it up. Thank you for that. If anyone else wants to chime in, too, thank you. And the event tomorrow night, Eric Moussa, 7 p.m. I think it's the 7th. Okay. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. But, yes, right on the money. Yeah.
I want to know why the Washington County Commission decided it was up to the county to pay for access for tourists from other places to have access to a hike in a national park.
They bring money in.
Oh, that's they're going to eat at the restaurant up there.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that gives money back to all of us. You didn't know?
I have to go around to the restaurants and collect,
it's
I guess.
A really large T-bone steak that they order for dinner. It benefits
it's
all
nonsense.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. The whole thing's nonsense. And then they do it with a smile and, you know, in their nice way say, well, you know, we periodically renewed the lease with no money involved while the Bullock family works with the TPL, the trust land. Well, there is money involved. That is money involved. they just got that for that purpose.
But County Commissioner Dean Cox thanked the Bullock family for allowing the continued use of the property.
You know, I know they bought up a lot of land around there so that they can control development. And you made a good point before the show. You just said, why don't they just buy it all up?
Yeah.
I mean, why do the slow trickle effect? You know, it's like torture. Why not just buy it all up and then let us know what peace we can have and where we can live around their developments?
Yeah, why would they say we bought up land around Zion National Park to control development? Is that their responsibility, to control development?
I'm pretty sure they think it is. Now, you can say that the Washington County Commission role is planning. I think they take that pretty darn far.
Well, when did they really decide they have enough of a barrier between development and the Zion National Park?
Yeah.
When they get to the border of New Mexico? Or
I don't know, but there seems to be a big trough of a half a mil at each taking. So I guess if it's a half a mil, pretty much any project. You know, if they would have said $1.5 million, nobody would have batted an eye. Is there just an endless trough of money for so-called projects at Zion? What projects? They don't even disclose that. What projects are they funding for half a million dollars with our money?
Commissioner Cox said this, I think it's a fair resolution to help keep this beautiful and wonderful hiking experience open to the public. I think it is, too. Why not have the Bullocks put a little guy at the gate there and let them charge people for going in instead of making the taxpayers pay for it?
Well, we're charged twice. What about foreigners from other lands charged three times? At the halfway point and then at
how
the
would
end,
you,
I don't know.
That would be hard to do unless you controlled the little guy at the gate.
Yeah. I don't really like being charged twice. I already pay for these and then, of course, you know,
well,
I have to pay again to go.
Access to their property is their responsibility.
Yeah.
Let them set up a little business and charge.
Yeah.
You want to hike the Narrows from this end? You got to pay us $25.
Yeah. So just so you know, they say $100,000 in the article, right, of the money, right? And then they say during the same meeting, by the way, you know, the by the way thing. By the way, the county commission also earmarked $250,000 for the regional Zion Collaborative for the creation of a special app that will provide real-time information when parking at Zion's. You didn't know that you were spending $250,000 on an app, did you?
Wow. I wonder who's writing that
app. That's news.
Who wrote that app?
Yeah. Boy, they're getting creative with all their projects. So the projects is an app. And it involves Zion National Park, Utah Office of Tourism, Utah Department of Transportation, Dixie State University, and Dixie Technical College. Boy, everybody's very busy using these dollars. It just never ceases to amaze me. And I always think I'm amazed. This is insane. Anyway, you just bought an app for $250,000. I could do an app. Give me $5. Anyway, see you back here in just a second on the National Show.
If you're not